This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Today, U.S. President Joe Biden became the first sitting American president to commemorate the anniversary of the 1921 Tulsa race massacre in the U.S. state of Oklahoma. An estimated 300 people died and some 10,000 were made homeless in the prosperous black community of Greenwood, where a white mob raged for 2 days of violence that left the neighborhood, once known as Black Wall Street, ruined and burned to the ground. The event has been a largely forgotten chapter of American history until this year's 100th anniversary. In remarks at the Greenwood Cultural Center Tuesday, President Biden said, "Just because history is silent, it doesn't mean that it did not take place." He said some injustices are so horrific that they can't be buried, no matter how hard people try. The massacre was not taught in Oklahoma schools for many years, and survivors of the melee say they were urged to keep quiet about it. In his remarks Tuesday, the president announced steps to narrow the racial wealth gap. His administration plans to invest tens of billions of dollars in disadvantaged communities, expand federal contracting with minority-owned businesses, and repeal two Trump-era rules that restrict fair housing practices. Biden's visit came as many conservative states, including Texas, are pushing for voting legislation that supporters say would reduce fraud. Critics, however, see it as undermining black and other minority voters. The president criticized those state laws in his remarks. He said voting, which he called a sacred right, is under assault. Biden said he will fight like heck for the Senate to pass the For the People Act, a federal voting rights bill passed by the House of Representatives in March. It would counteract many of the voting restrictions passed by Republican-controlled state legislatures. Republican